So we have the midwives. And Pharaoh tries to encourage them to kill the babies at birth. And they refuse. And then Hashem makes it really good for them and the nation multiplies. What did the midwives tell Pharaoh? They said, the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. They're all midwives on their own. And before we show up, they've already given birth. It would seem logical that Pharaoh sent people to check up on them. And so when the pasuk says Hashem made it good for the midwives, it means any time that the Pharaoh's KGB would show up to check up on the midwives, that's exactly what would happen. The delivery would happen before the midwives got there. And that's what the pasuk is telling us. Hashem made it good for the midwives. Hashem made the circumstances play themselves out that they were found to be telling the truth. And we could add, at first glance, it doesn't seem to make sense. If the claim of these midwives were true, that before they showed up, the baby was born, so then why was there such a job called midwives among the Jews? If everyone gave birth first. So it must be that the midwives were telling Pharaoh, you have to understand there's a difference between the birth of boys and girls. Boys are born faster, and that's why by the time we show up, they're already born. It's the girls that take a long time, and that's where we actually have work to do. And when Pharaoh sent to check them out, it turned out just as they had said, that the boys were born before the midwife showed up, and only the girls were born with the midwife. And that's Vayetev Elokim Nami Aledot Vayirev Ha'am, that they were able to cause the nation to multiply because they brought a lot of girls to the world. Girls are referred to as Ribui. Girls are the ones who make procreation possible in the world. So they represent multiplying in the world. So that's the idea of Vayirevam, that through these midwives, at least they helped the women give birth to girls.